Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
For some, the road to marriage, if they choose it, lies ahead. And thank goodness they keep trying. Let's go to the other end of the tunnel of love, The Entrance. Reporters at Youth Radio took on the perennial question, what do I give that special person on February 14th?
The more personalized the Valentine's Day thing is, the better it is because I think people like to know that they're remembered.
There are all these generic things that you can throw at a girl, like a heart-shaped box of chocolates or, you know, some roses. I don't like roses. Roses stink, like, to me. Like, they really stink.
One of my friends, her boyfriend cooked for her, and even though he, like, burnt everything, she was like, it was the best Valentine's Day.
Oftentimes when you're young, you can't really afford, like, the big gift. And, like, you're like, I want to buy that dress, but it is $200, so I'm not buying that dress.
Once somebody starts spending a lot of money on you, it can be like you owe them something. We could go on a picnic, like, make some sandwiches and bring some Capri Suns and go on a picnic.
I don't know how much those teddy bears cost, but, like, I'd love one of those, personally. That's, like, a pillow for your body and then some.
Valentine's Day does not define your relationship at all. You define your relationship. Your partner defines your relationship. So treat every day as a special day.
Come at this with a positive disposition. Your dinner can burn, and all your flowers can die, and the chocolates you intended to get him can melt. Like, the ability to laugh. That's really what's important for your Valentine's Day.
The voices of Raphael Johns, Katori Goodman, Savannah Robinson, and Tylan Hardiman. Their audio postcard was produced by Youth Radio.